This is the Monolith Money Show podcast with Jeff Mitchell and Camille Butterfield of Monolith Financial Group. If you have questions about anything you hear on the podcast, go to their website at monolithfinancial.com. Jeff and Camille are a father-daughter legacy team right here in Sacramento. Here again today on our show to give you really good advice about retirement planning. They know the risks of retirement because they have been helping retirees develop strategies so their retirements can stand above the rest, just like the name of their firm, Monolith Financial. Hello to you both, Jeff and Camille.
Well, hello, Luann. And again, this is going to be an exciting show. Talking about some issues that every listener out there is going to have questions about.
Yep. And if you are a parent, you know firsthand, we want even better for our children in life than we want for ourselves. On today's show, we'll be discussing the fact that according to a major new poll, most Americans feel they are worse off than their parents were when it comes to being prepared to retire. I'm Camille Butterfield, the wealth advisor here at Monolith Financial Group, and I'll be taking us through what these Americans are thinking, how right or wrong they may be about their situation, and some of the steps you can take to better prepare so you don't feel like you're in such a bind. But before we go any further, let's go ahead and jot down our phone number. That is 916-884-2584. You can text the word visit or RSVP to that phone number, and that way we can set up some time to talk. You'll get a link directly to our calendar or learn more about our upcoming live events. Once again, that's 916-884-2584. And of course, you can visit our website at any time for some great resources and plenty of other more information at monolithfinancial.com. That's M-O-N-O-L-I-T-H financial.com.
All right, let's get into this new poll. It's from CNBC, and it's about how younger Americans see retirement. Camille, I'll let you start.
All right. So young Americans are much less confident in where they stand when it comes to retirement, according to the CNBC survey. Specifically, they feel that their retired parents were in a better spot when the time came for them to retire. So here's some statistics. 82% of American workers say achieving a comfortable retirement is much harder, or at least somewhat harder, than it was for their parents' generation. We'll dive into maybe why that is. And like I said in the beginning, it is every parent's hope that their kids will be in a better position than they've been in. So this is a very upsetting trend to see that so many Americans, especially our children, feel that they're actually worse off when it comes to this major financial question.
So then that bears asking, truly, are younger Americans right to feel like they're in a worse situation?
Well, of course, you know, it always comes down to the people's situation. So every individual is a little bit different, but I can tell you it is definitely different. Retirement does not look the same as it used to. Younger generations thinking ahead to retirement, and even those who are getting ready to retire in the next few years, are going to find a very different set of challenges waiting for them than their parents and grandparents did. That means they would do well to approach how they plan for retirement very differently too. One of the main factors of that is, you know, when we look at some of these older generations, a lot of them had pensions that made up a lot of the retirement income they needed. Well, today's statistics, 15% of private companies are only offering private pensions now. And according to Social Security, about 40% of a retiree's income is going to be made up of Social Security. 60% is what is needed to supplement the rest of the income. So it's very different lately. So if you have questions about, am I okay to retire? Are there things I need to be doing differently? Give us a call, 916-884-2584, or text the word visit. We'd love to chat with you one-on-one, but you got to give us a call first, 916-884-2584. Let's go ahead and chat about what it means for you to retire comfortably.
I also like to give you their website too. It's monolithfinancial.com.
And when you go there, you find out even more about Jeff and Camille, their awesome team at Monolith Financial. And then you can even look at the resources that you can get on their website and Camille's new book, too. So just head to that website, monolithfinancial.com. Let me spell it again. Mono, M-O-N-O-L-I-T-H, financial.com. But thank you so much for joining us. So one of the key aspects that is mentioned in this survey is debt. So I want to talk about that right now, Jeff. What role does debt play when it comes to young generations and planning for retirement?
Well, and it seems like the younger generation is a generation that wants everything now. You know, they don't want to wait and save up for it. And they're willing to use credit cards to, as they say, enjoy their life now because, oh, we'll save for retirement later. The smart ones are saying, no, we're going to put a certain amount away for retirement now. And then we're going to also enjoy life, but we're going to try and stay within our means. Means means what you bring in and what goes out every single month. You know, millennials specifically carry an enormous amount of debt. And you might think millennials are kids or teenagers, mm-hmm. but no longer. You know, they're between 28 and 43 years old. Mm. You know, they're adults,
yeah,
right?
They are.
And some of them, let's say you had kids when you're in your 20s. Well, now your kids are in their 20s. If you're 40 years old or so. So they carry a lot of debt and they carry a lot of non-mortgage debt.
Hmm.
They carry an average non-mortgage debt of over $30,000.
Wow.
To me and you and Camille, that's a lot of debt to be paying somewhere in the neighborhood of what, 8 to 16-20% interest rates on.
Mm-hmm. So you 24 plus.
Yeah.
20 plus. Yeah. So to me, you have to understand debt. And then a lot is student debt. And that's something that I've never understood. Fortunately, our kids got through college without student debt.
Excellent.
But when you go into the, I guess, medical field, nursing field, become a teacher, you know, all those different types of fields where you have to get a higher education, it can get very expensive. My hope and thought for the generations coming forward is they can do a lot of that information through the internet, and they can get a lot of that education, not having to spend, you know, 50, 60, 100,000 a year going to these prestigious colleges, that they'll be able to do that through the internet. So lowering student debt, I think, would be one of the greatest parts of lowering debt. But understand, living within your means should be something that is taught to our kids at an early age.
Yeah, I so agree. Yeah, I think we're all, when we're young, we all want things now. And but yet retirement seems like such a long time away, right? So that's the deal. Now, what about longevity? Does that have a role in these concerns about the younger ones and their future in retirement?
So it's really about you listeners out there that have kids that, you know, are in their 20s, 30s, 40s, maybe even their 50s, and they really haven't started planning. It's to help you break the conversation with them. And it's one of those things that we are going to talk about with you, because your legacy planning, your planning for your kids, is a big part of our clients' plans. So we're talking about what's going on with them right now. So when we get together, we can talk about what's going on with you and how you want to help them. You know, is it helping them today? Is it helping them in the future? Or is it planning once you're gone and you're done with what you're enjoying in retirement, you then pass that on to them? Again, give us a call. We are here to plan for you. 916-884-2584. Let's start planning your plan. Give us a call. 916-884-2584. We're here to help you start planning for your retirement and start having fun while you're planning for your retirement. Give us a call now, 916-884-2584.
So Camille, what would you say to someone in the younger generation looking to try to get an advantage when it comes to retirement?
So it's important to start now or start as soon as possible. Planning for retirement is a project that does take time. If you're listening and you haven't started to plan for your retirement, I know it can be a frightening subject. I'm sure that some of you are afraid you won't even be able to retire, but that's the fear of the unknown talking. If you shine some light on the problem, once you really begin to understand it, you'll be able to start working toward a solution. I know most of you don't have a written financial plan, and a written financial plan can help you feel more financially stable. That's where our team at Monolith Financial Group puts into place your dream retirement action plan. And we can help put that together so that you can feel comfortable and confident either moving into retirement or throughout retirement. But you got to give us a call. That's 916-884-2584 or text the word VISIT to schedule your 15-minute retirement ready phone call with us at 916-884-2584.
Thank you for listening today. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Jeff and Camille, father-daughter legacy team, right here in Sacramento, helping people like you have remarkable retirements. So we know you guys get questions all the time at work or wherever, right? Even when you're out and about not working, I'm sure people find out what you're doing or what you do for a living, and then they want to kind of get some advice from you, right? Well, we're giving free advice today here on the air, so we're going to get into our mailbag right now, bring up some common retirement questions that I'm sure most of our listeners have. So here's the first question. Jeff, I'll direct this one to you. This is from Angie, and she says, I've heard you mention that it makes sense to get a second opinion on your finances heading into retirement. What area or areas do you think I should be trying to check on?
All the areas. So, you know, it's really challenging because until I see, Angie, what you've done so far or what type of plan you have put together. But, you know, to name a couple right off the top is, well, you should check on your income strategy and how's your income going to play out over the rest of your life. Angie, I don't know if you're married or not. So how's your income going to play out if you have a spouse and one of you passes on? Taxes. How are your taxes part of your plan? Because they really are a big part of your plan. Medical. How are you going to pay for medical? Just yesterday, I was talking to a client, and she's really concerned about her medical expenses because she's gotten to that point where she's having trouble doing two of the six active daily living functions. Mm-hmm. So she forgot that she has a plan where part of her income will double because she can't do it. So she's going to go from $25,000 to $50,000 coming in to help her out. Legacy planning, you know, how are you going to pass this on? Like Camille says, there's only a couple people that can get your money. And one that most people don't want is the IRS. They really don't want the IRS to get their money. So you've only got two other choices there. Either you're going to spend it or you're going to pass it on to either family or charities. And how do you do that with charitable giving? And is there ways of using charitable giving to reduce your taxes to increase your income? So, Angie, come in and sit down with us, and we will go over those things, plus probably about 10 more that will be exciting for you. And what we're really big on is giving you the education to know what you're doing so you feel comfortable doing it.
Okay, next question as we are reaching into our mailbag is from Roy. If the money in Social Security is supposed to run out within 15 years, what would that mean for me? I'm on Social Security right now, and I'm hoping that it will still be here in 15 years. Do I need to start preparing for my benefits to stop? Camille, you get this.
Roy, yep. That is a great question, Roy. So I've taken extensive classes and gotten certified as far as a national Social Security advisor because I think Social Security is really important. And this is a question that comes up a lot of time that a lot of people are worried about. The good news in your lifetime, Social Security isn't going to disappear, even if the trust fund runs low. There's still going to be money coming from it because workers are still paying into the system. But what really could happen is there could be a reduction in benefits. So right now they're saying that by 2035, payroll taxes would only be able to cover about 77% of promised benefits, meaning that you could see like a 23% cut if no adjustments are made. I run these scenarios all the time with people who come into our Social Security class, and I address this because it is a, you know, large concern. And I say, here's also why either maybe taking it earlier or not would make sense for you because of that cut. And that's why we talk about Social Security is a piece of the overall retirement puzzle. And for most people, it only covers about 40% of what they need coming in retirement. So what I'm going to say, Roy, if this is a concern of yours, let's have a chat. Let's discuss what this could mean for your retirement plan and see if there are some adjustments we could make to help you live a little bit more confidently in retirement, just in case that happens. So give me a call, 916-884-2584, and say, hey, I just need a review of my plan with Camille, and let's talk about the potential of having benefits cut. I look forward to talking to you, Roy.
All right. And again, that website is monolithfinancial.com, M-O-N-O-L-I-T-H, financial.com. Today, we're digging into our Monolith Money mailbag, pulling out some questions for Jeff and Camille today. Here's another question. Camille, I'll direct this one to you. This is from Mike. He says, I saw an article the other day saying taxes can be one of your biggest expenses in retirement. How can that be right? If I'm not working anymore and I've cut back in so many areas, how would I still be paying so much in taxes?
Mike, this is a question I get a lot, and a lot of us still, you know, think of the saying, hey, you know, your taxes are going to be lower in retirement. What we consistently see is that's not true, because most retirees have saved the largest portion of their savings in that 100% tax deferred bucket, like IRAs, 401ks, things like that. So depending on how much you take out, your Social Security benefits could also become taxable. You could enter into higher Medicare Part B and D premiums. We call her Aunt Irma. And so it's really important to have that withdrawal strategy and understand how much taxes could you be paying. Is there something you could do about that? I worked with a client, we'll call him Jim. He thought his taxes were going to drop dramatically in retirement. So similar to you, but once he started withdrawing from his 401k, he also had a Social Security and a small pension. He realized that his taxable income was almost as high, if not higher, than when he was working. And I'm going to say, I see this a lot where we're looking at the same amount of income coming in, if not higher, because we want to keep up with our current living. And if we've only saved in those 100% taxable accounts, we really need to look at how taxes are going to affect yourself as far as, you know, not only federal and state taxes, if you have state taxes, but Medicare, Social Security taxes. So that's why we put a lot of emphasis on the tax efficient portion of your dream retirement plan. So we need to look at strategic Roth conversions, how we're withdrawing, and really make sure that we're looking at all avenues to potentially reduce your overall taxes to help you pay less to the IRS. So give me a call, 916-884-2584, and let's talk taxes.
One last question from Candace. She asks, what is a good time to review beneficiaries? My granddaughter is getting married soon, so I've been thinking more about family changes to come. Jeff?
Well, Candace, the best time is whenever you're thinking that you should. Also, something major happens, it's always a good time to just revisit those beneficiaries. So many times people forget where the beneficiaries were at the time that they set up the account. Great example is we were having a breakfast with all our clients, and one of our clients invited somebody, and they were sitting there, and we were talking about beneficiaries on different accounts, like a 401k, a work account, and how a lot of times it's like back when you started your job. And I saw this gentleman look, and he looked over at his wife and he said, don't let me forget to call when I get home. And I said, I got to interrupt you.
Oh no.
I got to ask and he goes, well, I've been divorced about 10 years ago, but this is the first time I thought about my 401k at work, and I never changed it from my ex-wife.
Oh, my
gosh. When those words came out of his mouth, you should have seen his wife sitting there look at him, going like, you're an idiot. I mean, how could you do that? It happens. We see it all the time when people come in to our office and nobody's been really paying attention to what's going on in their accounts. And we sit down with them and that's something we pay attention to and make sure they're correct. Or somebody passes on and now we call up the client and say, hey, we need to make changes here because, again, you know, you just lost your spouse. So, you know, where's this going to go? Also, the other thing is we want to make sure that when you set up your beneficiaries, they will work even once you're gone. So that's important too. So it's really about, Candace, give us a call. We'll sit down with you. We'll go over all your beneficiaries and we'll help make sure you understand who's getting it, why they're getting it, and how they're going to get it. Call us now, 916-884-2584. We can't wait to talk to you about your dream retirement.
This has been the Monolith Money Show podcast. You can hear the complete edition of the Monolith Money Show every Saturday. And to find out more about the team, visit their website anytime at monolithfinancial.com.
Investment advisory products and services made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor. Insurance products are offered through the insurance business Monolith Financial Group Incorporated. Monolith Financial Group Incorporated is also an investment advisory practice that offers products and services through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor. AEWM does not offer insurance products. The insurance products offered by Monolith Financial Group Incorporated are not subject to investment advisor requirements. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This podcast is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. Monolith Financial Group Incorporated is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. The firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Monolith Financial Group Incorporated. The National Social Security Advisor Certificate Program, NSSA, is a certification created by the National Social Security Association, a for-profit entity. The NSSA Certificate Program grants a certificate to those who complete the one-day course and pass the proctored assessment. NSSA is independently accredited by the Institute in Credentialing Excellence, ICE. NSSA is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any governmental agency.